Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and good afternoon to you. Welcome to radio. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. You're on the sunny side this very beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Wherever you are, be careful if you're driving. Yes, keep your eyes on the road. Don't text, don't drive. Try not to get distracted, and I hope you're happy. Well, I wish you good as you go out there and do good. Welcome to radio. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And today, being Open Thought Tuesday, quite a number of things to consider. Hopefully, time allows us to thoroughly probe this concerns. The first would be the rise of subgroups in the nation. One, IPOB. Quite a number of people support them. In fact, not necessarily because they like Igbos, but because they feel, well, here is something that the government is doing and we don't like what they're doing, but someone has to stand and kind of put up a resistance of some sort. Some others, well, it's the sentiment of one being Igbo and then supporting the fact that given the history, according to the Igbo tribe, well, too much has happened, would suggest that maybe, for lack of a better description, the average Igbo person feels we're not necessarily equally respected as other tribes, or we have not necessarily had our opportunity with power and whatever else is in that mix as far as the justification for your position goes. With that said, there are also other subgroups in the Delta. This morning I was reading The Vanguard, and there's one in Edo State where, you know, a community leader is complaining that there's this little group kind of causing chaos within that community. And I think it was 2 days ago, I read this in the news about IPOB group, I don't want to call them thugs. Well, some report them as thugs, burned a truck carrying spare parts. And the reason that happened is because they disobeyed the sit-at-home order. So there's something about power, and I think at this point you can kind of see what power would do if a person feels that there is power behind their action. It's the same thing when you meet a man in uniform and maybe he's having a bad day. Something tells him that he has power and he would say something reckless and sometimes do something reckless and even brag about it. Yep. Okay. So that's our first consideration, whether you really support these subgroups. If you're in from the north, if you're from the southeast, the west. I mean, even Amoteko. Recently, I heard that, you know, one of the members killed, you know, an unarmed person. And you can see that there is, of course, the downsides to having subgroups, because you don't know what a man would do if he had power. But then if you want to understand what a man would do if he had power, you probe his philosophy. You see that, for example, one of the most evident is the arrogance of a person. Now, if a person had arrogance and you gave him power, you cannot accept you take the power away. There is no means by which, except you take the power away or you thoroughly regulate it. There is no means by which you can justify non-abuse. In fact, it is practically impossible for an arrogant person to have power and not abuse it. It's like even what you do with prayers. It's like even when you pray and maybe you feel that God would answer you, there's something that you want, it's... Yeah. You know what I mean. We're going to talk about your justification for these subgroups, whether you justify them. And the fact that given what they think to be power or some kind of authority to work within communities or societies, or even the lack of instituted authority, what could happen? And if you don't support it, what you believe must happen. Remember, if there's going to be any kind of order or disorder, the people would have to determine it. And the people must really actually agree. And I think recently, the most evident contention for me with discussions with you, or in discussions with you, is that the opinions differ, The motives differ. It does appear that the objective is somewhat similar, but once you begin to probe the motive, then you see that, well, the objective looks like it's the same, but no, someone will take, you know, freedom on discount. Like he would slice a part of him off if he can have small of something. Like there's this morality on discount, justice on discount. If it benefits me, then it's good. I care, but unfortunately it's unfortunate that he is unfortunate, or it's unfortunate that she is unfortunate, but if I'm good, then I don't care. There's something like that plays out in our society today. That's for the first hour. The second hour, we want to check for what some people might have said. I mean, I think, first of all, this is emerging from your culture predominantly, and the justification of your culture and your religion. I want to ask you, are men and women socially equal? Is there a social equality between men and women? I think I prepped that idea for like 3 months ago. We're going to talk about that a second hour, and then by half two, his story. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio this very beautiful Tuesday. Yes, you're on the sunny side.
What makes radio the place to be? Well, that's because we start from here.
This is a compound, not one, two, or three, that somebody will come and say, I'm the only one coming in another 1 or 2 months. We say that place is like a market. Yeah, from one person to two to three to four, you don't even know those who are living in that kind of compound. You cannot say, where do you work? Don't worry, I'll tell you.
Over here.
I married my wife when she was very young, and now we have 4 children, and 2 has finished university. She now hates me so much that I've been cheating on her. I'm not happy with the marriage again. Although I still love her, but the way she treats me is the way I don't like it, because she insults me, she brings me to nothing, even in the front of my children.
Time brings us here.
People don't want to see what this government has done, and it's left for them. They want to be picking money on the street. They want government to be cashing money. Government is not for that Christmas. Government will really create the neighborhood.
No, but I don't think that's what the people want, to be honest.
What do they want?
They don't want the government dashing their money. They want something that looks like a fair standard of living. Fair, like just good enough to be called a way to live. My work's done. The sun sets here. Mondays through Thursdays on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. So welcome. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. We're Nigeria Info, my friends. Let's talk about the fact that in the news, hoodlums suspected to be enforcing the indigenous people of Biafra sit-at-home order in Nsukka, a local government area of Enugu State, on Monday, set ablaze and pretty much put to non-recovery a vehicle conveying motorcycle spare parts. The vehicle conveying spare parts from Niue to Anambra State was set ablaze at Enugu. And pretty much this happened at 6:35 a.m. An eyewitness who pleaded to be anonymous said the hoodlums were masked, had a mask on, were about 6 in number, saw the vehicle parked on the road and immediately poured fuel on it and put it on fire. Well, this is one of many reported cases of what's happening down there. I know I saw 2 videos. One was of a man on a bike who came out during a sit-at-home order, and he was flogged. It's the way he was flogged. And I think there's something quite disrespectful. There's something abusive about that. That offended me. No, that angered me very much. And then I think it was the following month. One man flogged last month. That's the one we saw. And the following month, a woman, I saw a number of videos, but I think a restaurant was open and they went there and turned everything, you know, over. So here now, you see, these are the ones that we're seeing. I want you to think about it. So here, you're torn between the devil and a hard place. There is what is sentiment. There is what is freedom. There's what is the mission and, you know, wanting to stand or fight for something that you're persuaded by. And then there is the consequence of giving power to someone unfit. And I think I must say to you that you would suffer by it. Say, okay, you gave a fast car to a 17, you gave a car, a fast car to someone who can't drive, even if he's 50 or even if she's 50. There's something about a lack of check and balance. Something about that that says there's a tendency to self-destruct. So I think that these groups... Well, hold on, before we even go any further, this pretty much was reported August, yes, this year? Yeah. It was reported again that in Oyo State, youths came out in protest over the killing of a 14-year-old boy, allegedly by Amotekun officials. This is the most recent. I had also heard, I read not too long ago that something similar happened, and it was the killing of innocent people by... So I want you to speak on your support for the group. But more importantly, power. And whether you really entrust these people with power. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, good afternoon. What's your name?
Ikenna is my name.
Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, talking about the first the topic you raised, the IPOB.
Yeah, and what they're doing and what they're doing.
My sister, I must say that I don't know when we'll leave sentiment and begin to look at things in a very constructive manner. There's no need saying what it is. Like I said yesterday, education plays a very huge role in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
Yes. I've been following the Scottish drive to become an independent nation in the UK.
Okay.
And they've done that very peacefully. Very peacefully. They've gone about with their referendum. Yes, they've gotten some part of their plea, but they've not gotten everything. But they're still keeping at it. We also see what is happening with the Catalonians in Spain, you know, trying to move for a country of their own and all whatnot, you know. So when I sit down and listen to my people from the East who talk very much about Biafra and how things have gone so bad, and if today, if Biafrans get their home state or their home country, things will be better for the average Igbo man.
Yeah.
I always tell everybody that. If you want things to be better for yourself, you have to work on yourself as an individual. There is no society, there is nowhere in the world where you would say, oh, everything is fair or everything is just. I've been privileged to listen to Nnamdi Kanu's speeches on social media. And I always, you know, I marvel at the way, you know, my average Igbo brothers and sisters will celebrate an individual of this nature. He talks with so much pride and arrogance. And I'm beginning to wonder. I'm an Igbo man from Anambra State. Let's get the records clear. From Anambra State. And I always say to myself, if this man tomorrow becomes my president, what's going to become of someone like me? So it's so pathetic. It's so sad.
What do you think about the power and the way they kind of exert power? It does appear that you're giving us reasons why you don't support them, and I think you're yet to say that you don't support them.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. You stated the obvious. Talking about the power they exert, what worries me about it is this. You know, we are very... Africans, we are very despotic, you know.
I'd like to give you, you have a few more seconds so that we can allow other people speak, particularly those who support, if they do, the sex and the...
What I would just say is it's just pathetic. We should sit down, the Igbo leaders should sit down and think about how to liberate the Southeast from all this nonsense.
So you don't support it? I mean...
I don't support it.
Okay, all right, thank you.
100%.
Thank you very much for calling. Welcome to the show. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? The volume... Okay, I know you know.
Hello?
Good afternoon, welcome, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Pedro, calling from Lagos Island.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a problem. By the way, thank you for your passionate about, you know, Nigerian issues, you know, how you address them. seeking solutions. I hope that's the objective of this program.
However, you don't think I'm getting paid for it if you suppose that there's a different objective, huh?
Don't worry. You will be rewarded,
in heaven. Like, all right, go ahead.
So, first, the IPOB issue has to do with Biafra issue. You can't separate the two.
Okay.
And what is Biafra issue? Everybody in Nigeria who doesn't know what is the Biafran issue is just either being ignorant or being a coward, because there's the reason why Biafra came on board. The reason why Biafra came on board is because of injustice. Injustice meted by certain section of the leaders from a certain country to other parts of the country. And that's the reason why we have had a lot of conferences and a lot of summits, peace summits.
Yeah.
One of them I'll mention is the Aburi Accord, the one that was held in Ghana. And it was when Gowon and his Nigerian government came, go against this accord that was necessitated Biafra. And don't forget then that Biafra is not the only Igbos. It's not only the current five states in the Igbo land.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Biafra is the all of the East Central State region, which Nnamdi Okpara, which Michael Okpara is the premier then. And it wasn't even the Igbos that proposed Biafra. It was some of our brothers in the Cross River area, the Riverine area, that mandated Ojukwu, who was the head of that area at that time, to declare.
Okay, so pardon me. I hate to interrupt please.
Let me now go to the IPOB issue.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't mean to take your time. What happened is that when IPOB started because all those injustices then still exist. In fact, was then increased. So Nigeria, has failed to either restructure or even do anything to better Nigerian issue.
Yeah.
So we say, okay, let us go.
Okay.
We can't remain like this while the world is going forward.
So can I interject?
IPOB started, they didn't start by burning anything or killing anybody, even though they are not killing anybody and burning anything now.
They are.
Hello, can you hear me?
I am listening. They are burning things now.
I support IPOB 100%.
Okay, hold on a second. You've used the word injustice twice in 3 minutes, so certainly you must despise injustice, that you want it. You hate it so much, you didn't get it from, the one who was supposed to give it to you, that now you're willing to lose something in order to get it.
Sure.
Can you justify the burning of property of your own brother? I want to believe the man who has that truck with spare parts in it is an Igbo person.
Biafran, no Biafran, no Igbo man, no IPOB man will justify destroying another person's property. You said clearly that the people that burned that truck wear masks. Where were they masked? IPOB does not go masked. Go to your video, all the video, where Biafrans are holding their flag. If you said they are holding flags, yes, because they have been prosecuted just by holding flags. The IPOB, Biafrans, Igbos, they don't cover their face because we are agitating a just cause. We are fighting a just cause.
So you suppose that these are angry Igbo people?
These are propaganda. These are all sorts of things happening around Nigeria.
In the name
in order
of...
To I beg you.
No, please wait a second. I'm Igbo myself. And in the name of all things sensible, please don't call it propaganda. Let me say something. If we have videos and we have pictures and then the news says, well, this is what we know to have happened, you can at least work on the facts. Well, you can say, well, this is not IPOB, this is another group. You can say that, but you can't call it propaganda if someone has lost something.
No, I am not saying that it did not happen. What I am saying is that according to you, nobody knew, nobody saw the faces of those who burned those trucks.
So there was a video that I saw.
And I am telling you that IPOP does not cover their faces.
Good, fine. Hold on a second. So there was a video I saw a few weeks ago. It was the sit-at-home order and someone...
And by the way, let me make this point. I am not IPOP. I'm not a member of IPOP.
Do you think these guys deserve power?
By extension, when I go outside the country, Nigeria, I'm addressed as a Biafran for the first time in my life.
Do you think these guys are worth giving power to, given what some people have reported that they are doing, even to Igbo people, in the name of obey the order?
Nobody is molesting anybody.
Really?
I am telling you for sure.
Okay.
Nobody is molesting anybody.
And all right,
Nnamdi Kanu is mouthpiece. Nnamdi Kanu is the mouthpiece of the entire Igbo race.
Hold on a second. Please wait. Please wait. I want you to, and you have done a great job trying to defend your stance, but you cannot impose a leader on another Igbo person.
Nobody is imposing
a leader. Hold on a second. Please wait. Please wait.
Go ahead.
I understand. And if you say Nnamdi Kanu is your leader, you deserve that.
He's our leader.
Stop. Please wait. You can't speak for any other person. You're not listening to me, or I'm going to have to cut you off. You can't speak for any other person. Another Igbo person has the right to choose who their leader is going to be.
You can't take that away. You choosing your leader. I think the statement's best. I am saying that I am in the majority.
I think that the statements, in order to be fair, in order to allow other Igbo people, for example, quote unquote, make their own decision to what their liberty should be.
You are free to make your decision.
Then I think you should respect them enough to say, well, this is our mission and this is what we believe, and you live
for
it at that,
that
and
that
don't
we
say
are the majority. Why is all of the whole of Onitsha Market is closed? Why
there is
all
nothing
of the whole of
excuse me
is
excuse me
why
excuse
is
me
all of the whole of where is closed
excuse me what? Excuse me, I don't want you to argue out of point. Don't undo what you have done, which looks like a good work. We're not discussing the mission, the ambition of IPOP. That's not the conversation. What we're discussing is the abuse of power, the fact that they believe that they have an authority to abuse innocent people to the extent that they burn, they hurt them, they destroy the economy.
I am against that.
Thank you.
I just told you that every
no, you didn't
IPOP
say that.
Member, every Biafra,
you
every
didn't
Obama
say that.
Will be against it. That we are not known for destruction.
Well, it doesn't appear that you would have to prove
property.
That. You would
we
have to prove
to be
that.
Our brother's keeper.
What I've done a good job entertaining you. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Edoche.
We're happy to have you here, Duche.
Yeah, please, I want to contribute on the
sure,
program.
Sure, please. Please, go ahead.
Joyce, I want to let you know that the image you have is not exactly what it is.
Okay.
Like the last caller said, I was in Oka last Saturday, no, the Saturday before this, and I was driving under the bridge at Oka.
Yeah.
A group of Naval young men came down, and they started flogging people.
Okay.
And I'm not saying you that somebody told me this happened to me directly.
Yeah.
And the two vehicles in my front, they came down, started flogging them. What is the reason? They were coming from Onitsha and they turned back to Onitsha.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, two vehicles was in between. So their convoy was intercepted.
Yeah.
And the people never knew that it was their convoy. And before you know it, those young men came down and started hitting their glasses.
Yeah.
They were beating those young men, hitting them. And they came down, they ran away. They ran to the bush, and the vehicles were there. Everywhere was stopped off, and we kept there for over 30 minutes. For no reason, these guys left.
Yeah.
Do you think that if it is my brother down the line was killed, I would keep quiet? So if I retaliate, and maybe they have done something to me, and I have to retaliate, these things is revisions are not you don't if you're in Lagos you don't know what is happening.
And you're right.
They oppress us for no reason.
To be honest with you, in fact, I think that even the issue of the oppression needs to be spoken of a lot more. But are we going to deny that there's something here? The fact that some people who have power are using it against their brothers.
Okay,
that,
let me give you a scenario. My younger brother said he's an adult member because he has gone to study abroad and came back and could not get a job in the system, and whereby he has to work, the people, he will be on queue for people who cannot deliver on the job.
Yeah.
It is a system. And then he's married one wife with two kids, and he ready to leave Nauru so that tomorrow can be better.
Yeah.
And somebody who is not well educated and four wives, and he's on top of him with half basic education.
Yeah.
Why do you think this is? And these people cannot keep waiting.
I get it. Look, in fact, that is even the impunity. That's what we have to contend with in this nation. But I'm saying that reports has it. So the news is saying that, you know, a truck filled with spare parts get burnt.
Joyce, I am an Igbo man from Anambra State. The way that Nigeria is being Islamized as a nation, you cannot Islamize an Igbo man. You cannot cage him. And we cannot wait for these people.
No. So are you saying that? Pardon me. Are you saying that you're willing to destroy even your fellow Igbo man in order to achieve this ambition of yours?
Every Igbo man, you know, me and you as an Igbo person know that what Igbo people want is an enabling environment.
But there are people who are arrogant and feel that, well, I have power, and if I tell you to sit at home and you don't, I'm going to flog you. There's something imperial about that. I mean, you hated slave masters. You despise slave masters. But you're doing to your brother what you hate.
The Igbo man says that the kind of child you have determines the kind of hand you give him. You understand? Is it not in this same system? Somebody in a male teller will be warning the government of the Eastern government and warning everybody. And it's not a terrorist.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. And let me tell you why this is particularly dramatic. You see, so far we've had people who support, you know, IPOB, or people who disagree with IPOB call. So this is not necessarily an IPOB thing. I'm talking about the uprising of subgroups. I'm talking about Amoteko. I've heard, you know, Amoteko accused of killing people, you know, harassing people, intimidating people. Please, let's talk about Boko Haram and the fact that there are people within those communities who supported them when they were, a tiny collection of men. And then they became what they used to be 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Then they became what they are today. So it's like, well, you tolerate a monster, you give it your vote, you shout, you praise it. But that thing is a monster. And whether it's on account of prejudice, or whether it's because you hate the other line of divide, are you sure that this is what you want? We've seen Boko Haram. We're hearing just small about Amoteko. Of course, so you can say, well, what's coming out of the East is a mix of trying to paint IPOB in a bad light. I would never erase that, because that could be possible. But there is also the possibility that someone thinks, I can do this to you because you disobeyed an order, and if it means you suffer you would. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name? Hello.
Hello,
good afternoon, lady. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
I'm not speaking with Joyce Oyemowo.
My name is that.
Thank you, Joyce. I always enjoy your program. My name is Georgina from Ikeja.
Welcome, Georgina. We're happy to hear from you.
Yes. I'd like comment on...
Sure, please. Go ahead.
Station.
Please.
Yes, please. I want to believe that most of these masked people and stories that are being peddled are not the true picture. I don't think an Igbo man will burn up a truck full of spirits. They will not do that.
Okay.
And you may not like it, but I believe there's a lot of propaganda.
So why do you think?
Because I heard.
Yeah, I want to understand what you said.
What I mentioned, it was propaganda. Why I'm saying it's propaganda is, suddenly unknown gunmen are burning down stations, covering their faces. IPOP, that's not what IPOP represents. IPOP
no,
is saying we want to protect our brothers so that they can go to the farm and farm without having Fulani head denying. Kill them off.
Beautiful.
Cut off their heads.
So the problem...
Mutilate women, mutilate children.
The conversation...
they're saying the person who is speaking for us has been incarcerated. And because of it, we want to sit down at home once a week to make our grievance known. It's not a violent decision. You say, we sit at home to protest. We need him. Because all we want is separation. Not you guys as well. They are shouting that the economy of Biafra is being shut down. Economy has been shut down by this Fulani government already.
So
everybody in the security architecture
we're
is
not,
on one side of the country.
Do you understand?
Why is it that everybody is agitating? I want
Job,
because the government is not listening. They are not hearing. They are not interested. They don't care. That's why there are different people and are debating voices. Because the government is completely oblivious to what is happening.
Okay, so...
I don't support burning anybody.
So hold on a second. The mission... Please hold on. The mission of IPOB is not the conversation. The mission, what the vision is or what the mission is not the conversation. Is that some people who... say, well, we are the foot soldiers are abusing their brothers. That's really the conversation. The same way, you know.
Thank you, Joy.
So yeah, you don't have anything to say about that.
It is wrong to abuse people, but nobody has told you that you don't have people who will abuse power anywhere.
Sorry,
there
bring it back. What did you say?
There will be people who will abuse power in IPOB. It's not right, but there is nobody that is a saint. Just like the government is abusing power.
This is wild.
You see?
Yes,
the government right now is abusing power.
So it's okay. If government is abusing power, IPOB should also do it. Like, well, if we've tolerated for...
It's possible that they will do it. But that does not mean ambition of IPOB. For you to know that the ambition and mission is not to abuse people, to burn up people.
Okay.
The mission is we want to be
thank
on
you.
Our own.
Thank you very much. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 5 minutes past 1 p.m., so you're going to do me a favor. You owe me that. So I'm asking you, I'm going through WhatsApp messages, and what I have is an unclear, unstructured, unbalanced defense for IPOB. So let me help you with an additional light to aid clarity. The topic is not... the mission or the objective. The conversation is not the fight. The conversation is on how power is used. I mean, it's one thing to say, well, you stand for something. And then when they say, so why do you stand there? You cannot quite separate wheat from chaff. You cannot quite draw a line between light and darkness. You just feel like everybody is attacking you. There's something about that. It actually does suggest you're not even a good fighter for even your cause. So if you had a cause and soldiers were to be recruited, you're not sound enough to be a soldier in that fight. Because maybe what you need besides an extension of yourself by way of arms, you also need to broaden the judgment so that you can stand before your adversary and say, well, this is what we mean and this is what we want. And you can state that clearly without anger. So don't jump into the conversation. Don't be quick to jump into the conversation. Well, I think it creates enlightenment for even those who are not even a part of your mission to choose to join your mission or at least to sympathize with your mission. Don't make it sentimental. Let's talk about the power. The fact that, well, some things have been reported. I'm not speaking about what the mission is. As far as Biafra stands, no. But how some people within that framework are abusing power. The lady who called in said, well, yeah, it's okay. I don't think she said it's okay, but she kind of justifies it. Well, yeah, they can abuse power. So you see, the thing with unregulated power is, well, you can't quite tell to the degree to which I can abuse something if I'm not regulated. You see that? And I think I want you to look at the fact that you're willing to tolerate that. I think for me, that's really what I want you to look at. It's the same way, say, we had Northern brothers and sisters who were aware of the rising of, you know, these militants. So, say, yeah, in different areas, they were coming up. They were looking like 50, still looking like 100, still looking like 200. You know how it is? You just grow. They started recruiting. At some point, they had more internet than we did. They were giving us videos in HD. Like, they grow from something small to something else. So maybe it's that, is it, are you also paying attention to that? Because, well, except you want to totally deny the videos and say, well, those videos are doctored. Well, you can say they're doctored. You can say, well, no, it's not happening. Or you're trying to really say, let's not talk about it. I don't know what you're saying. So I'll hear you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Hello, Joy.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Hello?
Okay, I can hear you. It does appear you cannot hear me. I'm going to ask that you please.
I'm hearing you loud and clear. Hello?
Tell us your name and go ahead.
Yes, Shoma from Command.
Go ahead. Go ahead, lady.
Joy, it will be better for you to understand the peculiarity of the Southeast as regards to the issue of using power.
You're not speaking to me, you're speaking to Nigeria. I mean, that's just me. You're speaking to Nigeria. If you have a position you think you want people to understand, then tell the people.
Yes, that's why I am talking.
Go ahead.
You know, initially, this issue of sit at home was promulgated. Maybe when they look at the situation, they call it off. I want it to be established that as it stands today, this sit-at-home was not imposed on anybody.
Okay.
And nobody has the right to harass anybody if they choose otherwise.
Okay.
I want that to be established.
All right.
And because of the peculiarity of the Eastern region, that was why the IPOB or the ESN told people to stay clear. Because if you're on the road, the people we are dealing with, they may kill you, they may maim you just to call a bad name. You better sit in your house or you are free to go. But because of the peculiarity of the region, if you come out, they may kill you or do one thing
or and rob you, put it on or the destroy your goods. Okay.
Hello, and put it on the head of IPOB.
Okay.
And that was why, Joy, I want you to understand that no Igbo man will see a truck of his brother. We don't destroy. Like the time they were destroying the police station and all the rest, I want it to be on record. And I know, as an Igbo lady, you knew that all the filling station in the Eastern region was built by community effort.
Yeah.
The airport we have was built by community effort.
Mm.
Since after the war, the federal government has never invested anything in the Southeast. So we can't destroy what we built. I want it to be on record.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the sunny side. The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi, lady. Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, my name is Rafiat. The rising of subgroups in Nigeria actually worries me a lot.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, in the news this morning, there's one in Edo State. The community leader is complaining. So I think it's really happening now around the country.
It's really very worrying. And it's also much more worrying because the security fabric of Nigeria is very, very thin right now.
Mm.
I don't even think that we're secured in any form. And honestly, you've been explaining things, but I'm not sure. From the calls you've gotten so far, I've been listening. I don't think people understand it. This is like you having a lion for a pet and telling yourself it's never going to grow into its instincts. Guess what? A lion is a lion. The chances of it growing into its instincts is like 80%. These groups start off as well fighting. I can't wrap my head around is how do you fight injustice with another form of injustice? doesn't quite make sense to me. And I think it's important for all Nigerians, regardless of what you feel, to start to question how these subgroups actually get this power. It's very worrying as regards how this...
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. We do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon, sorry.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome, how are you? Go ahead. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You have Sosheb on the line.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Welcome back for a longer rest.
Yes, glad to be back.
Something troubles me here.
Okay.
I actually don't get involved with this kind of discussion.
Okay.
But the way you sound, it makes me get worried.
Why?
Because during December time, I would like to go home. So I don't want any issue that will
cost home?
My life.
Why can't you go home?
You sound super sure that the people who are doing what they are doing in the East are the IPOP.
Look, I can understand you not listening 100. So you're not necessarily applying judgments because you're distracted, but I will not take responsibility for that. Don't do that. If you have your fears, you have your fears. The videos on social media I didn't post it. Don't call the radio and play yourself. That's unintelligent.
No, not about.
Don't do that. Are you joking?
Joyce,
Am I the one who's reporting about the intimidation? Igbos have been crying. What do you mean if you are afraid to go to the village? Are you playing?
Joyce.
If you want to go to your village, to your village. Are you serious? Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info.
For the first time, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
First time to get you on the show. My name is Emmanuel.
Nigerians are not taking responsibility for even thinking. Hi.
Yes, Joyce. How is work?
Well, you can see the work.
So, Joyce, let me comment on the...
What's your name,
I'm saying Emmanuel, calling from Lagos.
Thank you very much.
Okay. See, there's this issue. I want to clear something here.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm an Igbo man from the East.
Okay.
No Igbo-born Igbo man that can set his brother ablaze or his business ablaze in the name of claiming security or saying we want our own freedom.
So hold on a second.
We doesn't do it.
Okay, fine. So good. So
now,
hold on, please wait. Please wait. I want to talk about other videos I saw. So I saw another video. A man is on a bike. He gets to a point. Someone is in a house over a balcony or maybe a window recording. The man on a bike was stopped. He was asked, "So what are you doing here?"
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, evidently, I don't know what the response is. And then he's flubbed. That was even the first video I saw. And that really angered me. I saw another video. The woman is in the shop. She has a big pot of rice somewhere. And then the boys come. They just turn the, you know, so some boys come. So we don't know who they are. You get it.
Okay.
And then the video says, well, the video shows them. They just turn the pot over. And the one recording the video is like, well, so this is supposed to be the sit-at-home order, but if you're out, well, this is what's happening to you. So a lady called and said, well, your advice to not come out because there are elements who take advantage of the situation. And there's some sensibility there.
Mm-hmm.
So I want us to be aware of it. And that's why I'm saying let's talk about it. Because chances are there are people who believe that, well, if there's an opportunity, if we can take power, we're going to take it. And my concern is when someone undue and without checks and balances has power, there is a high tendency of abuse.
Exactly. Okay. I know. We know. But the thing is this. We should not label everything on IPOB or ESN. There is this pastor in the eastern side. I come from there. The pastor was going to buy drug for his wife. And soldiers accosted him on the way and shot at the glass, they broke all the glasses, all the window, but the Spirit of God told the man to lie down on in the car. And he lay down there and then they shot
at the video. Yeah, I saw that video, right? I saw that video too.
And they tagged it ESN.
No. That wasn't ESN. They didn't even say it was IPOP. He said, these were the people who shot at me.
Okay, yeah. Another one. A man said he was traveling to Imo State. They stopped their bus. He was able to escape. And they said the bus ablaze with the people inside.
Wow.
They said, you understand?
Yeah.
They said, it's ESN.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Now, they went to shop, the one place, and they sold 15 shops in Imo State.
Mm.
They said it was ESN. You understand?
Yeah.
Another video popped up again. They say in Agleri or Umuleri.
Okay.
That those were...
So, of course, we understand that. We understand that they're trying to paint IPOB in a bad light. Yeah, but wait. Is it possible that the people, like, honestly, like, the IPOB themselves could abuse power? And it would not benefit, and would the Igbo man take it? So, I mean, so that was why I'm also highlighting Amuteko, and I'm highlighting, you know, Boko Haram, that these subgroups were small pockets of men, and then they became these things. Like, are the Igbos will? I don't know whether you want to really talk about this, that there is a tendency to abuse power here.
Exactly. I understand. The thing is, government should stand up to your feet and defend the region. They should not be leaving it, because that was what happened when Boko Haram started. They said they were destroying their region. Leave them. But now it escalated.
Yeah.
If government should rise up to that responsibility, they know who and who to arrest. They know. But they refuse to do the needful. Rather, they will keep on destroying places, thinking it is this and that. And they are just sabotaging, just for their political benefit.
Right.
And it is very, very wrong.
Well, thank you.
Very wrong.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, how are you?
Good afternoon, James.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Solomon. I'm calling from Nigeria.
Welcome, Solomon. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. I just want to quickly give this as an advice. I know that some people can call sometimes and what they say may not really go down well with you, but please, I want to say, take it easy with some of us sometimes. You
Solomon,
know,
Solomon, I'm not going to tolerate ignorance. I can't, man. It's expensive to tolerate ignorance.
I
think you want to sympathize with me. I'm going to ask you not to do it. Believe me, don't.
Okay.
If the next caller after you calls me and is loose with his ignorance, I'm clipping it. It's what it is. Thank you very much. Hello. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? We're happy to have you.
Good afternoon. My name is Ulashi.
Welcome. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you very much. You're doing a great job. You're also doing a very, very difficult job. You know, a lot of people are there. But because I can sense something from you that you are not supporting that Kanu Namdi is the leader, right?
That's not the topic.
I know.
Hold on a second. What's your name again?
Okay.
What's your name again?
Sheyi.
I don't know whether... What's this guy's name? Sunday Igboho is your leader. Honestly, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't. That's not the topic.
Yes, I'm not saying that's the topic.
And I'm saying that some Igbos love the Biafra ambition. Some are indifferent.
Yes.
Hold on. Some are indifferent. Some are beginning to buy into it, because really, compared to, you know, every Igbo man has, but I'm not going to say to another Igbo person, you must make this person a leader. Everybody's free to make their choice. Exactly.
Yes.
Free to choose.
So what IPOB they are doing concerning this sitting at home is a very...
Hello? I think I might have lost you. Can you hear me? Sorry about that. Hello, good afternoon. Sorry I lost you. If you can, please call back. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, guys.
Welcome, what's your name?
This is my first time of listening to your show. I love your show very much.
This is the first time you listening?
Yeah, no, I've been listening for a very long time, but
time calling.
I've not been through. Sometimes I've been trying, yes.
We're happy to have you here.
My name is Olu. I'm calling from Otago.
Thank you very much for calling.
So I just want to point out a correction to the issue in discussion.
Sure.
Especially
please.
Concerning the Amotekun.
Okay.
Please, Amotekun cannot be compared with... the other, like Boko Haram and IPOB.
No, please wait. I'm not comparing them.
So you said that's how they start in a small way and there are some excesses.
Wait. I'm speaking about the excesses here. I was referencing it because we have by report that youths were protesting in Oyo State over the killing of a young person. There's also another guy who reported his harassment and intimidation by Amotekun. So I'm saying that there's an abuse To be honest with you, I think it is rather sad that some people don't get to the topic. I'm not speaking about the legality of it.
No, I want to, yes, I'm talking
and
about
And I repeated
that.
It.
No, listen, let me just come. Let me just be my. Wow. I said, this, in the case of Amotekun, those people can be traced. There are excesses. If, just like we have the state, I mean, the police, the case of police end up with answers. Even all over the world, we have Black Lives Matter. It's police brutality. We can have one type of excesses here and there. But most those people, because they are established by, they can be disciplined, they can be treated. That's just the difference I want to make in
okay.
the case of Amateko and Co.
All right. So I don't
like others
that. Thank you very much for calling. So it's about the abuse of power. It's that. So I want you to know that at least to some degree, Amoteku has some state approval. But then there are what we know to be evident, the rising of subgroups, whether they have approval or not. And then the peculiarity of IPOB is, I mean, you really have to look at history and you need no convincing as to why what you're seeing is what is happening. But then the abuse of power, that. And so we've had people say, well, no, that's not them. And I think that the stories get jammed up with what could be them and what might not be them. But it's the awareness of it. And I think I'm struggling here to even get you to understand the topic. So I'll take one more call and then hopefully that takes us to a break. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. Hi, how are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome, good afternoon to you. What's your name?
My name is Hassan.
Hassan?
Yes.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. See, I want to go back to the history of Boko Haram.
Before go ahead, Hassan.
Before I comment on this, ESN.
Sure, please.
When Boko Haram started, you know, people in the community are sympathizing with them.
Yeah.
When the thing now got out of their hands, they called us that, please, so Nigerian soldier, come and help us.
Where are you from?
I'm from Borno State.
Okay. So you pretty much understand that people were sympathizing with them when they started.
Yes, when they started, first of all, they're sympathizing with them that anything, they're protesting against indecent dressing or so on and so forth before.
I lost you. I do apologize. I'm really sorry to my callers who have lost today. I really think it's been a very passionate conversation. I wish I didn't lose you. If you would turn up the volume of your radio set, thank you. No, please. The volume of your radio set. Have you done that? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Okay, there you are. Thank you. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Robert.
Welcome.
Calling from Ibafo.
Thank you very much for calling.
I think many callers did today do not understand the topic. You're talking about power. I can understand the annoyance in everybody's mind, especially the Easterners. But I feel that there should be an understanding of the particular topic of today, power, and what is happening around the country. To be sincere.
Sorry, I do apologize. Pardon me. Sorry for interrupting you. I would be going off in a break. I'll be going off on a break in a few seconds. So just in case that happens, you forgive me, okay?
Okay. Power. It's the absolute power corrupts absolutely. It is all over the world. Even can have examples in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, and United States of America. However...
Sorry, this is where I go off on a break. If you can wait 40 seconds, I'll appreciate.
Okay.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
We're right back. Thank you very much for holding on. I do appreciate. Robert, please go ahead.
Thank you. In fairness, that's why we everybody talk about equity and fairness and justice. If there is justice, equity and fairness, I think most of our problem will be solved. And when you have lack of that, that brings about the whole problem. In fact, power is a tool that gives a lot of concern, especially when some people have it.
And if there's no control, if there's nobody you can report me to when I do something wrong?
Yes, there is. That's why we have the government, or we have authorities.
Okay. In a civil case.
Yes.
But in these situations now where we're having pockets of groups, some rebellious, some barely instituted. I mean, even Amoteko, who's legalized, people are still protesting against them for what they see to be an abuse of something, of power.
Sure. Definitely. The abuse is what we're talking about and what we'll talk about because we are human beings. I think, sorry to bring in God here, but sometimes when we talk about it, it's only God that can analyze it, because we are looking at it from the human point of view. We are thinking from the human point of view. And that's why we are having this problem. If we have justice and equity and fairness, I tell you, basically, most of our problems will be solved. And we'll be talking about issue of pockets of agitation here and there. Mm. If there is fairness, equity, and justice, things will take its shape.
All right. Well, yeah, we know that. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. I wish I could get Hassan back to give us a northern insight into how, you know, it starts. It looks like a cause and it starts. I mean, it's not in no way am I trying to compare it, but there's a psychology at play here that if a person has power, it's that if a person has power and it can nearly not be charged with accountability, that I really would love to go off on a musical break. When we come back, we're going to segue into the social, it's not necessarily an instituted or verbalized construct, but it's there. We'll talk about, it's a question, are women and men socially equal, or is there something to it in your head, in your mind, in your opinion on Nigeria Info? So one more call, that'll be the final one for the day. Hello, we're Nigeria Info. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes, you're my final caller. Good afternoon to you and welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Good afternoon, my name is Vincent.
Welcome.
Olumide Jogbodo.
Nice, welcome.
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, I've been following the topic, which is abuse of power. And in reality, Joyce, you are really making a good point. And apart from making a good point, it's obvious that this country, we have not learned from other countries. And we've not learned from what has happened in other climes. Boko Haram that we're talking about started like just a small group of Islamic sect. And the governor used those groups as people for his political reasons. And when he could not pay them again, those people metamorphosed and joined with forces outside. And today, we are struggling to keep Boko Haram at bay. What is happening in the East? When it started, we were all aware. The Easterners are agitating for something. Westerners are agitating. We all agitate, we understand. But the Easterners, who are in Lagos, started sponsoring those in the East against their own brothers, which is what we are seeing today.
Those
people calling in today, talking about ESN and all that, today, they are in Lagos. They don't know what the pains the Easterners are going through.
Pardon me. Who's sponsoring who? This Lagos where there's no money. What do you mean sponsoring? Well, I'm not... You didn't stay to clarify that. What does that mean? So, pardon us, we're here. I'm as stuck as you are. I'm not sure what he meant by sponsoring. So here is what's intriguing about what's happening in the East. The Easterners report abuse. Some say, of course, it's alleged that, well, this is what the military is doing to us. You see, those kinds of stories, if we can confirm them, we need to talk about it. So you see, it's that maybe we don't create a problem while we're trying to run away from one problem, that. And today's topic has, it's for me, I think from what I've extracted from you, it's neither here nor there. And I think maybe it's because you really want to defend your cause, but there's nothing wrong with defending your cause. I think it's that there's an imbalance somewhere. And it's obvious. And I tried to make a conversation out of it today. It didn't quite go well. I mean, I say it ended up being heated, but you didn't quite touch it. And then when I tried to narrow it down, then you say, well, we don't support it, we don't like it. It's okay. We're going to let it sit where it is today and hope for a better Nigeria. The reality is a moving one. I mean, on one hand, it's a flux. And the other one, you know, as it moves, we will update you. And hopefully, I don't want you to deny the obvious. I'm not challenging your mission, your ambition. That's not the thing. It's that under that thing, you know how it is where someone looks like they were with you. I mean, it happens in your marriages, for heck's sake. You marry someone, you thought they loved you. Then when you enter the marriage, you now see their real color. I mean, it happens in your marriages. But on radio, you are putting up a somewhat blind defense. Off on a break. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. The topic will come back, and hopefully it would be a better day. A far clearer day. Don't go anywhere. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. It's, 20 more minutes before it's 2 p.m. Hello, my friend. This is radio. You know, growing up, my parents used to say, and I hope the phrase is right, Igbo Enwengeze. I think that's the phrase. My parents, that it means, it translates like the Igbo man. Is that correct? Igbo Enwengeze. Am I right? Are you Igbo too? Oh, beautiful. Is that correct? My Igbo is getting perfect, man. My parents used to say that culturally, it's like a form of ideology, a non-written but lived by ideology, that the Igbo man has no king. My parents used to say that, and they'll kind of just joke about it. And then a Yoruba man told me a story about history, and then he said to me, oh, the Igbo man has no king. And then he kind of gave me like a kind of funny joke about, he's Yoruba, he told me a joke about, and it's fun, and I don't mean to kind of put you in a box of any sort, but you know how it is where back in the day, you speak to a random cultural person or someone who's of a cultural leaning, and then they describe all Yorubas by one thing. It's like when you, Ofemano, that's what they call the Igbos, isn't it? Yeah, is that it? Yeah, so what does it mean? Oh, no. Oh, the Igbos call Yorubas Ofemano. Oh, okay, that the soup has oil in it. And it's funny because that nearly suggests that all Yorubas have too much oil in their food. Good. All right, so my memory is kind of serving me. A Yoruba person told me what, like, culturally, that there's this thing about the average Igbo man that he has no king. And I think I watched one short clip of Nnamdi Kanu's video, and for some very interesting reason, that phrase crossed my mind. And honestly, I haven't put it anywhere. You know, I haven't put it anywhere because I thought to myself, well, we have to watch maybe the rise of a new culture. You know, we have to watch the understanding of a new people and see what they want this culture. Because it's the people really that determine things. I just thought about it. Now, what I have, and it's still a moving thought. It's not like I have thoroughly finalized the thought. It's that, well, it does appear that this ideology that kind of characterizes the average Igbo person, at least back in the day, meant that it looks as though the average Igbo man would like to chart his own course. And he was humble enough and dedicated enough to the one in front of him, only to the point where he stops becoming a child. So at the moment he becomes a child, he wants to do things his own way. either that, or maybe there's probably another underlining story that kind of, you know, gave rise to the phrase that Igbo Enwegeze. And when I look at not the Biafra mission, when I look at the Nnamdi Kanu person, and I remember the phrase, I think I'm just waiting to really see how this, you know, plays out. And I just really wanted to share that, which was very random, if you ask me, but I thought it was worth sharing. And really, God help us. And it's the same thing with life. If you want anything in life, you have to be willing to stretch yourself a little bit. You have to be willing to be uncomfortable. You have to be willing to stand. You have to be present on the day that you must appear, either to confront the adversary or, say, on a day you're called upon to defend your stance. You must really know enough and arm yourself well enough to say, this is the clarity of our purpose and this is what we want. So whether it's in your education, in your marriage, in your relationships, on your job, I mean, when you're negotiating money, something like that is the same philosophy. Like, well, this is what you want. This is why you think you deserve it. And if nobody gives you what you deserve, you choose whether you take less than you deserve or you stick by what you want and wait for the day someone who has your money shows up on the face of the earth. You know, it's negotiation. It's that. But don't, I think there's something about being self-destructive. You know, there's that possibility that you have blind angles and you don't see something. But we'll just let that sit. We'll just let that sit, okay? Thank you very much. Now, and in this hour, my friends, let's talk about men and women. Do men and women compare socially? And I don't know how you would characterize that. But there are social narratives of what people think. And honestly, that is primarily dependent on who you ask, because there isn't necessarily any law that states it's verbatim what the situation is, but that rights are to all humans. But, you know, people, culture, traditions, maybe even religions, it's a kind of law that really comes fully into effect the moment you kind of have the person as either a wife or a husband. You know, it comes fully into effect. So it seems as though it's an unverbalized notion while we're in society, at least for some people. And then the moment you get married, then you really see what has been held in silence be thrown in your face or verbalized. Or maybe you already even know it before you even enter the marriage. You know, it's something like that. So now I think we should speak about this from a cultural perspective, a societal perspective, and what we understand the social divide to be between the sexes. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce, and you are on Nigeria Info.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Hello. Good afternoon to you. We're happy to have you here. If you'll do us all a favor of turning off the volume of your radio set, we'll appreciate that.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
George, my name is Ukoma.
Oh, thank you very much for calling. Ukoma. That's great.
Yes.
All right.
So I heard what you said about the Igbo-Enwegeze.
Yeah, but we've left that topic. I was sharing a random idea, believe me. You know how it is when you remember your parents something that they said?
I just want to correct something because I'm an Igbo man. Let me tell you what that means.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that Igbo doesn't have kings. They have kings, traditional rulers, kings.
I didn't say that. I did not say anything in that line. I didn't say that he doesn't have a king in that sense.
Let me just say what let me tell you what it means. It means that Igbo people don't believe in one person being a king, a ruler over other people. They believe in Ohanaeze. Oha means the public. Eze means the king. They are the people that will come together, both the king and the public will come and make their believe in something. It's not just the Eze or the
ruling over the people.
ruling over everybody.
Yes. Thank you.
They believed in democracy.
In fact, well, in as much as you're taking us off course a little bit, I must say, to the credit of the Igbo people, according to history, the Igbo community is the first egalitarian society. And the Igbo community is the culture that first established a balance of power between the sexes. So I think that's where the phrase even came from.
Oh, yes.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
You will also hear other things that are quote Kenezi. That means nobody bowed for the king in Igbo land.
Sorry, bring it back. Sorry, repeat that. What did you say?
Okwote Ekenezi. You must have heard that.
You stand to greet the king.
Yes, you stand to greet the king. You will respect the king, but you will stand to greet him. You don't bow for him.
In fact, it was a Yoruba man who told me that the Igbos don't bow down to their king. That they
Igbo
stand.
Man don't bow down to anybody.
So I think
except his God, he can only bow to his God.
Yeah. So I think there's so much in your history that's so rich, and I'm really hoping that stays the way it is. Did you get it? I hope that is maintained. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling.
So
really, I appreciate it. I really hope that is maintained. It's the credit, because you read a little bit about the philosophies of the Igbo tribe, and there's really something you want to envy about that. But you see, I think something shifts the moment politics is in that conversation. The moment you just say politics and what a man will gain, I think over time, I honestly think so, but that's not the conversation. I warn you, that's not a conversation. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome. We're on something else. It's Open Thought Tuesday. We're talking about the social balance or imbalance. In your view, do you think men and women compare socially? Welcome to Nigeria Info. I want to hear your views. So glad to have you here. What's your name? Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
It's supposed to be the person last talked. That's why...
I'm not sure why. We're done with that. Let's go to something else. I'll appreciate it. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Thank you very much.
Hello,
good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Olashe is my name.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. So we have to discuss whether...
Yes.
Men and women
compare
are socially.
Yeah.
What I will say in my own case, I mean, in my opinion, rather, is women socially are stronger than men.
Okay.
In the sense that I'm talking about the context of a house now, father, mother, husband and wife.
Women are stronger.
Sure, now they wield more power.
Women, is it true? Go ahead.
Sure, now, because in fact, it has always been a kind of, people saying men are stronger, men are... But you discover that majority of committed married men, 80% of their decisions are influenced by their wife.
Oh, committed married. Married and committed. So I think committed is the active word. Okay.
And you now realize that if you look at it from that angle, even the way he relates with friends, with relatives, immediately he becomes married. There will always be an input from the side of the wife. In fact, in Yoruba, we say, you know, it's a kind of funny way people put it, that though the man is the head, but the woman is the neck, and the neck controls the head.
Oh, that thing came from that's a Yoruba adage, is it?
It's not an adage. I heard it more from Yoruba people. It's not actually the adage.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
So the point I'm making is socially, men, they wield more power, they are more stronger. I mean, women are more stronger. They have more influence.
Okay.
Than men.
Okay. So you even think that women socially are even stronger? That's what you're saying?
Of course, socially, they are stronger.
Okay.
In fact, let's think of any social gathering.
Okay.
Who influences the social gathering?
Okay.
They have them in larger number. They have them... Though, political-wise, they may not understand the value of what they have, but socially, they are stronger.
Thank you very much for your submission. I do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Do men and women compare socially? Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, we'll appreciate that. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. Welcome to the show. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Are Pade.
We're happy to have you.
I want the Nigerians to note that the word Biafra is a Niger Delta name. The British in 1895, the geography of Nigeria.
Hello, sir.
In 1895, gave
hello,
the
right
of Benin. And from
hello, Putin, sir. Excuse me.
To the,
there's something uncivil about what you. There's something uncivil about what you do.
Right of Biafra. So anybody who wants to
there's something uncivil about what's playing out this afternoon. We're not arguing about that, and that's not even the conversation. Thank you very much for calling. I understand the passion, but it has to be structured. So you see, you can have the best tools, but if you don't know how to use it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Hello, my friend. Welcome to radio.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
This is Odile from Agege.
Welcome, Odile. We're happy to have you.
Yes, women and men compare socially in the sense that God has made it that way. Because the instruction given by God is a man will get married and leave his father and his mother and join with wife.
Forgive me, I need to go for a quick break. 30 seconds. Hello. I do apologize. It does appear I have lost you. Hello to our friends. If you have just tuned in, I'm so glad to have you here. Welcome. This is Nigeria Info. Thank you very much. I have a message here from Ibuka who says, men don't really hold the social power. Maybe by not having to communicate a lot, but do more on the background. So, Ibuka, let me see what that divide is. You don't think men have social power? So basically, you don't think men dominate socially. You think it's more a case of women dominating socially. Well, I wish I could get a little bit more clarity. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome. You can leave me a comment on Instagram Live. I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. And 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello, lady. We're happy to have you here. How are you?
I'm very well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Joy from Ecuador.
Welcome, Joy. Go ahead.
This is an inspiration on wellness. And I think it's like 7 key stones for wellness for a human being. So it's spiritual wellness, emotional wellness, mental, physical, environmental, social, and economical. Men are more physical and women are more emotional. So because it's emotional, you don't see that. It's subliminal. It kind of goes in the background.
Oh.
And that's why men is physical, you can see if someone is strong, you can see it. You can see it. And that's why it's kind of like they are dominating socially.
Let me ask, because do you suppose all men are more physical by way of expressions and women are more emotional? Because I've met men who are emotional. I've met intellectuals who are emotional.
I think it's a natural thing.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Like
go ahead.
You should be well. Everybody like should have it, but for some people, it's kind of individual. Some people
exactly.
Yeah, but we have more men that are physically strong than the ones that are not, and we have more. We have women who are bodybuilders too. But we have a lot of like.
Are you saying that strength is muscle based? Are you saying strength is muscle based? Because strength is courage.
I don't think it's muscle based.
Okay.
I think it's That's why it's wellness. It's the whole, you have to be strong spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically.
So you're really saying, basically you're saying only strong people are on the top of the hierarchy.
Yes.
Regardless of the sex. Like strong people are on top. Weak people are at the bottom.
Yep.
Thank you very much for calling. Sit down, pretty. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're taking a break to bring you the headlines with Vaughn. And after that, the conversation returns. On the Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. It's 2 minutes past 2 p.m. and I don't even know what this particularly news article is worth. But Vaughn just shared with us, Zimbabwe's justice minister tells government workers who do not want to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to resign. Obito. Well, of course, I'm really just asking you to pay attention. That's all. All right. Back into the real McCoy. The social balance of the sexes. Welcome. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I want to get a female opinion. Someone says that women, power belongs to women. I want to know if they feel powerful. Hello. Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, you know I want to hear you speak on this one. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, lady. Good afternoon to you. Happy to have you here. What's your name?
My name is Funke.
Welcome, Funke. We're happy to have you here. Please go ahead.
Sorry, I need to come from Forth. Am I on air?
Yes, you are. You didn't want to be? Well, you called.
Oh, so sorry. I was calling for an inquiry. So sorry. Let me get up.
Okay. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yeah, I like how it is where somewhere at the back of your mind, instead of your husband's number, it's Nigeria Info's number that you have saved in there. Wow. Such love. Hi, how are you? Sorry about that. Make it back. The Sunny Side. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hi. Hello. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you. Shonaga.
Shonaga?
Yes.
Did I get that right? Shonaga?
Yes, it is.
Okay, sure. Well, I'm happy to have you here then. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, and yes.
Please, go ahead.
Joyce, there's a question we have to answer before answering this question. And the question is, what gives social power?
Uh-huh. What do you think?
I think it's money, power, or success.
Money, power, or success.
Or success, yes. That gives you social power. And between men and women, who have more money, who are more successful, but who are more powerful. And I think men are all these three more than women. So that makes men more socially dominant than women.
I mean, as much as I hate to hear that, kind of sounds like you have a point.
Yes. And the solution to this is that I think just last week, the former IMF chairwoman, Christine Lagarde, was saying that women can do a lot of things, that they are in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and maths, but that they are very timid. You know, that they need to be less timid, you know. So the more less timid women we have, the more successful women we have, and the more successful women we have, the more socially powerful women we have. So they have a lot of work to do in that regard, women.
Drink a glass of cold water on my behalf, please. Really, just a glass of really cold water. Just a glass. Well, thank you very much because you have really opened up a can of worms. So women, did you hear that? And how did that make you feel? I mean, you can debate it for correctness, but he said something. And here's what I picked out of what he said. Timid. Then, so the other kind of worms we have to open is when women are not as timid
and maybe come out a little bit more fearlessly and challenge every order as, you know, your culture knows it. Society tends to want to maybe one dislike them, put them in a box and, you know, try to, you know, clip them. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Do men and women compare socially? Welcome to the sunny side. Hi. Welcome, my friend.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome.
It's Comrade Komoku.
Thank you very much for calling.
Permit me to explain to you what happened last year in November in Ojuore.
Oh, does it have anything to do with the topic? Hello, I have lost you. I do apologize. Please make it back. Hello, Chris, how are you?
Oh, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Okay, I really wanted to go towards the line of Somaga. So since he has already said what I had in mind, let me further stretch it a little bit.
Okay.
Now, the truth is, there will always be one on top of the other. There can never be equality.
Between humans or between men and women?
Between man and woman, between good and bad, between fat and short, there must always be the opposite side of between strong and weak. Now, there can never be equality. So,
So there's something we have to narrow down. Equality between humans.
Equality
between humans or between man and
woman.
So meaning that who's on top now?
That is what you're probing. Who is more socially...
So who is? Yeah.
I think that with the way we're seeing our world, the men are... From what he said, economic success, power, and I was already thinking about economic success and power. Men are on the upper hand. Now, if you talk about on the abstract, love, beauty, emotions, women are on the other upper hand there. So for every strata, for every sphere, one other sex will be stronger than the other. Now, let's turn it a bit and say, if we're encouraging women, like he has referenced Christine Lagarde's statement, if we encourage women to be up and coming, you have also probed it the other way. They will say women are childhood, that they are becoming too arrogant, that they are becoming too strong. But then...
What's wrong with that? Men are, and we haven't killed them.
Killed them.
Yeah.
A woman. I'm for it. I'm for it. We've had this conversation before.
I'm not for. I'm not even for arrogant men. I'm just being funny saying that.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
You know.
We've had this conversation where is it possible that women marry more men? We've had this conversation on Sunnyside a couple of months back, or maybe probably last year. So I'm also asking, if we give the women all this that they want and allow it a free space, there will always be one person on top. Will the women be more open to opening the doors for the men?
Like marrying two men at once?
And marrying two men.
One,
men.
The way these Indomie eating women, if you leave these girls, they're marrying four. One will wash plates, one will sweep the house. No, she'll really domesticate you guys.
That is not it. That is not
really?
It. Let me tell you how they will marry three. They will marry one that is physically strong.
Yeah, that she goes to events with.
They marry one that gives them money, that has pot belly. And they will marry one that is good in the other room.
If you had power, you couldn't choose them. If I had power, I couldn't marry a man with pot belly. I couldn't consider that.
I mean, he will give you money. You just need the money to go out with the guy that has the physique to go out with.
That sounds like stress, man.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Women. Timid. You know, you like the background. And some men say, well, that's the reason you're socially under. I want to hear a female perspective. Hello, Nigeria Info. Do women and men compare socially? Hello. You have to let it go, pretty. If you're listening to me, let this one go. I'm on it. Hello, telephone girl. Hello. Telephone girl. Hello, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome, Pamela. We're happy to have you.
Just listening to the women talk, I just think basically women are just enemies of themselves.
Uh-oh.
Yes, that's what we are. We don't want one woman to add one place.
Really?
The men are more cooperative, yes. The men are more cooperative than the women.
Now, we're talking witchcraft now. Like, full-blown witchcraft. Really? What?
But that's the truth.
Ah.
The men are more organized, but they're more into themselves.
They cooperate together. They kind of plug each other in.
They do at any given time in anything. But we women, we are so envious of one another. It's unreal.
Honestly. That's what it is.
I think I kind of agree with you to some degree, but maybe it's also because it's the fear of what they've seen. And I think women also hunger for power the way men wanted, but they're probably going at it wrong. I think so. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I do appreciate you calling in. So now that Pamela has highlighted something that sounds like witchcraft amongst living humans who go to church on Sundays and vigils on Fridays, well, there's something called head-on challenge. So I think maybe there's an answer or a solution to that. Rather than hate women who are trying to get up a social strata, that you go into the world and challenge the one who is there or quote unquote set to be in charge. So if it's the men who are in the sector, you go there and you challenge them, mittle for mittle, strength for strength, intellect for intellect, you know, you, and then you earn your spot. That's more honorable. The other one is witchcraft. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to radio. Can you hear us? This is Nigeria Info. Yeah, so it's so noisy. I don't know if this is necessary. I don't know if we can have a conversation. If you can adjust the background. No.
Hello?
Hello, welcome. What's your name?
This is Jeff from Apapa.
Okay, go ahead.
Jeff, in this your topic, I want to say something. For me, personally, I think that women are powerful.
Okay.
But in the beginning of the creation, God do something and ask man to be responsible. You know why? Man are free-led. Women are always responsible.
Do you know that before the fall of sin, both were responsible? Before they fell from sin, both were responsible?
No. Joyce, no. For me, personally...
You're telling me to not use my head. You want to tell me what you think, Power?
No, now I'm telling you on my own perspective.
Yeah, but you referenced the Bible. So I'm saying, well, that a historical documentation says that they were equal until sin.
They are equal in the sense that their mental stability are different.
What does that mean? What does that mean? You have 1 minute to make it make sense.
Let me tell you, when it comes to Adam, at that time, Adam was strictly walking. The environment does not matter much to Adam. That is mental stability. But to Eve, everything in that environment matters to you. Even the beautiful trees, even the beautiful animal. No. Adam was just here.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what history book you read, but something about... No, first of all, my ears though. Pardon me, I'm not sure what history book you read, but something about that is inaccurate, one. On the other hand, you're supposing that the man can manage the environment and the woman can't. Incorrect. We are off on a break. My name's Joyce. When we come back, we'll continue live streaming. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. You're Nigeria Info.